It's Tuesday night and time to talk Chadron State football with the head coach. It's the Jay Long Show, presented by Chadron Glass and Windows.
Our motto is tough, smart, physical. We want to be a tough football team. We want to be a smart football team. We want to out physical the other team. Then mixing up the fronts, the three-man front, the four-man front, and then blitzing out of both fronts. You know, those eight sacks were awesome. There's an old adage that says, hey, whenever there's a quarterback battle, you really don't have a guy. I do not feel that way. Any one of these three can be leaders of our team and be the every rep guy.
Here's your host, the voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Head coach Jay Long on our Tuesday night Jay Long Show, brought to you by Chadron Glass and Windows. As we're moving through the season here quickly, coach, few games left on the schedule, and a big one happened last Saturday with rival CSU Pueblo. Welcome in for another edition of the show. And the Pueblo game is another one with them where it was anyone's game at halftime. Close, 14-0. Let's get started in our chat this week with the first couple of quarters and the breakdown. Some of the things that stood out for you: the Eagles had the ball for over 20 minutes of the 30. You gained 225 yards. You picked up nearly half of your third downs as well. Those are all really good things against one of the best defenses in the RMAC.
Yeah, you know, I think offensively, you know, some positives was, you know, we also, you know, Jake Marshall ran for, I think it was 96 yards or 95 yards, just under 100 on 13 carries, and he averaged like 4.7 yards per carry. So, you know, that was a positive with things. And, you know, defensively, I mean, if we can remove a few plays, you know, I thought that we, you know, did some good things there also. When you look at that, you know, the first half of the game, you know, I thought that we played pretty, you know, decent. We need to find a way to score, but we played pretty decent that first half.
Especially, you guys like to get a running game going as soon as you can. You mentioned Jake Marshall. Offensive line was doing things that you liked up front in the first half, it sounds like.
Yeah. You know, I thought that running the ball, you know, I thought we ran the ball decent. The negative side of that was, is, you know, that we needed to protect you know, our quarterback better. We need to protect Preston better. And, you know, as an offensive line coach, that doesn't normally happen where you run the ball really well and then you can't protect the quarterback. They normally go together. And I wish that, you know, if we could have redone things, I would have, you know, maybe looked at some different type of protection schemes and those type of stuff to help protect our linemen and you know, give the quarterback you know, a better opportunity to be able to, you know, to sit back there and give him a little more time.
We've got the head coach with us to break down the game, the Eagles in Pueblo from Saturday. Coach, a couple interceptions near the 20-yard line each time that killed some pretty good drives. That first one, the scripted plays worked so good. You got down the field and in a position to get in the red zone. As you look back on those two plays on the tape, what'd you see there on those interceptions?
You know, like I just said this a little bit ago, that, you know, we needed to find ways to score. You know, when we look in that first half, we ran 46 offensive plays in the first half. If we would have continued that in the second half, that would have been, you know, almost 100 plays on offense. And you know, that would have been our highest output we've had. And, you know, we were consistently moving the sticks and we were consistently, you know, finding plays that was, you know, able to make the, you know, the chains keep moving. And we had their defense on a little bit of a run with things. And, you know, I think the first one we were on the 21-yard line, the next we were on the 24-yard line. So if you're just looking at stats, you're like, well, we were 1-for-1 in the red zone. Well, those two we really needed. Those two we needed in that first half, or at least come away with one of them. Or a bare minimum, we've got, I feel, one of the best kickers in, you know, Division II, you know, where we could have at least got, you know, 6 points off of it with you know, our special teams. And, you know, one of them, our first of them, one was, you know, we wanted to be aggressive. We wanted to take advantage of some things. And, you know, we had a trick play drawn up and it worked all week, and it was something we've you know, thought was gonna have some success. And one of their defenders did something different than we thought they were going to, and he ended up rushing the quarterback, and, you know, we end up throwing it to the other team on that one. And, you know, it was still in the first quarter. Was still early in the game with that, you know, trick play call with things. But then the second one, you know, we had some pressure on him and he got hit, and we made a poor decision with the throw, and it's one that obviously we'd like to have back. But, you know, I feel like both of those two is first down, and, you know, we could have, you know, we needed to find you know, ways, like I said, to score, to, you know, give us some momentum, and also keep the defense. We kept the defense off the field real well in that regards, but I think it just would have gave us more momentum.
Yeah, and at the half, it was only a 14-0 game at that point. Even with the interceptions close in, you're right there in the game. Pueblo's points came off of two long touchdown passes, 82 and 77 yards. It really was just those two long plays as the main difference in those two quarters, or did you see it a little differently?
No, Dave, you know, basically, you know, defensively, if you take out four plays, you know, it's probably about 65 to 70% of their offense was all made on four plays. And, you know, when you look at us, you know, defensively, you know, something we've been doing a really good job this year has been creating havoc plays where we've been, you know, getting our takeaways and also, you know, sacks and those type of things. And you know, we didn't have a lot of havoc on defense in regards to that. We did have two fourth down stops, which does create in you know, havoc with things. But we need to win that takeaway giveaway battle. And, you know, obviously, you know, we had three turnovers on offense and we had none on defense, and we didn't take any takeaways on defense. And you know, when you look at, you know, what our goals are is, you know, when we go into games, you know, we got to play great defense. We got to make a difference on special teams, and, you know, we got to find ways to score. And, you know, when you look at it, you know, like things that went wrong, when you just talk just bluntly, you know, I thought that we didn't do, you know, a great job of protecting our quarterback, and we then ended up having three, you know, giveaways to their team. When you look at it on defensively, you know, we needed to, you know, get some takeaways. We need to, you know, to eliminate those four plays and make them drive the field. Because when they drove the field, they couldn't, you know, they couldn't drive the field. They were all on big plays. And, you know, when you look at special teams, our starting field position offensively was really poor. I think inside the 20 with things. I don't know how many drives we started, you know, inside the 20 with things, but it was too many. And, you know, we're too dynamic on our special teams to have that happen, you know, with things, with the way we started off in our field position. So, you know, and just talking bluntly, you know, those are the things that, you know, that happened in this game. And, you know, we're playing, you know, Pueblo's a great football team. And, you know, we talked about it, you know, earlier in the week that, you know, their three losses are to three top 10 teams. And I guess Western's 11th or 12th or something like that. But I guess two of them are top 10 teams. And when you're playing teams like that, you got to have some, you know, things go your way. And you know, we didn't.
You know, some of those things that you mentioned, you need to have things go your way. We talked about the starting field position you mentioned, too. Their punter, it was one of the days that things went his way. A two that rolled out at the one-yard line, which was so difficult to get out of there. Tom Thomas caught the 45-yarder from Preston on that surprise kind of play, at least to us, to throw it on first down from the one. It was a nice, successful, gutsy play call, and it got you some great field position. Couple things that come to mind during the contest there, Coach, as you mentioned. In the second half now, scoring drives on the first two Thunderwolves possessions, they get a 44-yarder and a 32-yard run, so a pass and a run. How do you want to kind of cap some of those big plays moving forward as we looked at the second quarter and then this one here too? It seems like if we can eliminate four plays, right? Hey, we're right there.
You know, and there's a lot of things, you know, Dave, when it comes down to that. You know, I mean, just four plays, it typically comes down to one, you know, one misstep, you know, and, you know, and sometimes it happens against your best players, and, you know, there is the other part where, you know, those guys are also on scholarship too. And, you know, when those type of things happen, we got to be able to answer things. And, you know, when you look at it, you know, just offensively, you know, we were having one of our better outputs of the year. We just got to find ways to get in that end zone and score and you know, keep that game within management, so the guys keep believing, and the momentum keeps going on our way, or we keep matching their momentum, you know, strikes with things with it. But it, you know, as far as, you know, stopping those four plays, you know, it all comes down to that execution piece. And, you know, and it always goes together. It isn't always just one guy. You know, it could be anything from, you know, not getting pressure to, you know, to one guy just misses his gap, another guy misses a tackle with things, or, you know, no differently on offense, we just drop a ball or make a poor decision. One guy makes a poor decision and affects all 11. And, you know, but as far as, you know, what we need to do is we just got to go back to doing our job. And, you know, I talked to the guys on Sunday and, you know, really it was just, you know, I talked to them bluntly. And I think that's the way they wanted to be talked to, is that, you know, let's not give any BS. Let's just tell, you know, this is what it was. And it isn't like they don't know. And now what do we do is go back to work. You know, that's what you do. You go back to work. We're not the first football team in America that as you know, things didn't go their way on Saturday. You know, what are you going to do? You got to go back to work and do the things right. And you know, that's what they did on that Sunday practice, and that's what they're going to do today.
Coach Long with us on our Tuesday night Jay Long Show, brought to you by Shadron Glass and Windows. The Saturday final ended at 28-3, Coach. And after the game, you brought up, speaking of hard work, two of your hardest working defensive players and veterans on the squad to the postgame show, Tanner True and Joey Guile. A couple guys that you were talking about how they just exemplify everything you want Eagle players to be about and people to be about in your program. Can you kind of share more of that with the fans tonight that might have missed the postgame show? Because they had great games and have been terrific program guys for you.
You know, when you look at it, you know, just statistically wise, I think Joey, you know, was out, you know, outstanding. Those two fourth down stops, they were Joey, you know, and he was all over the place with things. And you know, Jake Marshall, I thought, really played with Eagle effort. He had some huge runs on the 1 yard line, or we were inside the five. I know that he broke, I think, three or four tackles for a 12 yard run.
Yeah, he ran super tough.
Yeah, and you know, and you know, when you're, you know, playing against great defenses, you know, that's you know, the type of effort that you got to do. And you know, he did that. And you know, when you look at those two names you said, you know, we got a lot of guys like that. We got Michael DeCamillis, every day comes to work, very, very consistent. He's just an old lineman. You don't talk about an old lineman every single day, and that isn't what you draft in fantasy or anything like that. But you know, Michael's been one of the most consistent players I've ever coached, and he's, you know, 4 to 5 year starter with the COVID.
Yeah.
And you know, Peter Crone, you know, another solid worker, every day comes to work, and you know, and just, you know, exemplifies what, you know, an Eagle's about, you know, doing their job and doing it well. And, you know, Tom Thomas is definitely on his way, you know, to doing, you know, to getting to that level. I think Preston is also on his way, you know, becoming that level of a player where they come into work every single day and they do the right thing and good things happen and the guys do the right thing. And, you know, on defensively, I said those two, you know, Dax Urardi is another one, man, that comes to work every single day. Xavier Harrell, man, another one, works every single day, and I think we got some young ones there that are, you know, on path to do that. You know, Dave, there's 6 seniors that were you know, suited up for this game, and you know, I think that our junior class, that COVID year class, is, you know, really a strong class, and they're the, you know, a lot of our leaders on our team, and you know, guys that, you know, that you know, that we need to continue to, you know, to build upon. But you know, as we go into these next 3 games, you know, what's the answer? It's we just go back to work. We'll go back to work, and we find ways to win.
Dig in and get after it. You mentioned Preston Pearson, Coach. Boy, did he light up a star on defense for Pueblo and Daniel Bone with that block on the first drive of the game. The crowd went nuts, and that's kind of, I guess, an example in-game of some of that extra effort. When your quarterback goes out there and lays somebody out trying to help a teammate, that's huge.
You know, in the first quarter, I guess in our first 10 plays, we had 2 gadget plays. You know, where, you know, that one there that you're talking about was a reverse. There was a real questionable holding call on that was called, but you know, that one there, we ended up getting, I guess, 4 or 5 yards out of it is what we did, but it was a big spark play. I think it was a 12 or 15 yard run, and it was a spark play because of what Preston did.
Yeah.
You know, with things, and it's you know, like I said, we got, you know, Hunter's another one, you know, I think Kean Martin's another one, Kobe Whipple. I mean, now that I started, you know, I gotta be careful, but I know that we got some, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, really the program, they care about it, and they you know, do what it takes to, you know, to continue to, you know, get our team better.
Sam Parker was kind of going nuts in the booth, the old O-lineman, with me on that block by Preston Pearson. He absolutely loved that play. And Sam and I also talked a lot about Gabe Perkins on the defensive line on Saturday. He got his hands up a lot and deflected some passes. And when you can't get to the quarterback, that's what you want, right? Your guys get up there and batting things down. He was pretty aggressive.
Yeah, you know, one thing that happens is that, you know, our D-line's really strong. And so what they do is they start going to a quick scheme and getting rid of the ball quick. Well, then when that happens, you got to be able to get the hands down. And you know, those long passes, they were not quick plays. They were ones where they were a little bit longer developing passes. And you know, that's where, you know, that game gets played, where, you know, you're used to getting seeing quicks as a D lineman. Now you get a long one and you're rushing like a quicks rush. And so, you know, we got to make sure that we just, you know, continue to do our job. And you know, Gabe has really, you know, a guy that we've been talking about the past 2 weeks, he's been coming on real strong as this season goes. And I think that, you know, we've made some changes on defense that I think have been real beneficial. Logan O'Brien, Lobo, you know, we found a way to get him more on the field. And, you know, Xavier Harrell, who's just, you know, he's Mr. Utility player for us. He's played safety. He's played outside linebacker. And now he's playing, and he's also played D-end. And, you know, now we moved him to safety where, you know, that now allows Lobo to get on the field. And Lobo had another good day also. And, you know, so those opportunities, you know, are you know, we're starting to figure out what works, you know, in good situations, those type of things.
It's tough for offenses when they have to deal with Harrell and Logan O'Brien at the same time on the field. A solid change. Fun to see that, Coach, with those two guys. Let's move on now to looking ahead, finally, with New Mexico Highlands in just a minute. But first, let's do the Hammer Award for this week. The special teams honor, chosen by the team. Where'd the Hammer go this week, Coach?
Special teams-wise, it was Morgan Roper. Morgan Roper blocked the field goal. You know, he's a guy that's a backup offensive lineman that is, you know, trying to find a role. And that was one of those opportunities for him to have a role. I think he's 6'7", and he's had a lot of close calls throughout the year around almost getting a block. And he got his hand on two of them, and he blocked one of them. So he was unanimous. The team voted for him unanimously as the special teams player of the week.
Awesome to see. Good for Morgan to get that Hammer Award and play some great special teams up there. Injuries and health, Coach, how are we looking this week following a Pueblo game, which is always pretty physical with those guys, and then a long road trip coming up to New Mexico Highlands?
You know, Xavier Harrell didn't finish the game. You know, we're a little bit banged up, you know, but I think he's one that, you know, is going to be day-to-day. We'll know more as the week progresses, but, you know, he did not practice on Sunday, and I don't think he's going to practice today. So, you know, we'll kind of figure out where we're at with him more on our by the time we talk on Saturday. As far as the other guys, you know, we're sitting in week 8. Of the season. You know, we do have some bangs and bruises with things, but Xavier didn't finish the game, and we'll find out where he's at, you know, by next game.
I think we all kind of collectively held our breath when Preston was down in the first half for a few moments, too. He came out, he missed a series, went into the tent, came out and finished the game. Coach, how's Preston looking?
You know, he practiced on Sunday with things a little tender, but you know, I think he's a guy that's probably probable for the game.
All right, let's finish up, Coach, with a preview of what's ahead. Long road trip down to New Mexico Highlands, a place where you guys have had a lot of success in Las Vegas, New Mexico. A Highlands team that's coming in with just a couple of wins. Very winnable game, but always kind of one of those weird road trips where you got to make your own juice, you guys like to say, with atmosphere-wise. Yeah. But how about a little bit on what you know about Highlands in the matchup this week?
You know, we have one of those teams, Dave, where I truly feel like we can beat anybody and we can lose anybody. So we got to go out and we got to go to work. And, you know, that's, you know, one of our things that I think that, you know, we cannot ever falter on. I guess I better rephrase my words there. Work ethic is not something we can ever falter on. And our guys know that, and that's what we're going to do this week. We're going to go out and we're going to go back to work. And, you know, we got to really continue to do what we've been doing well, and that's we got to focus on ourselves, focus on our standard, and focus on, you know, competing to our standard. And, you know, when you watch this on film and you watch us live, you know, our guys' work ethic is, it's there, Dave. It's we're not, nobody's getting their effort questioned. It's about the execution. And you know, our guys got to go out and we got to continue to execute at a high level with work ethic. And, you know, when you talk about a standard is work, you know, you got to work, and you don't get a good job for doing a standard. You get the good job comes from going above and beyond. And if your minimum expectation is a work ethic, then you know, that second one's got to be that we got to execute, and that's where the good jobs come. And that's what we got to really focus on is, you know, going out and you know, practicing our standard, playing to our standard, and then, you know, executing that game plan with it.
Jay and I will be with you fans on the pregame show Saturday. We'll get into the details of the matchups and the keys for CSC and New Mexico Highlands as the Eagles get ready to take on the Cowboys down south this week. Jay, appreciate you coming in on this Tuesday and for the thoughts and the team insights and breaking down the game on Saturday. Thanks so much. Have a great week of practice with the guys, and we'll catch up with you here before the game Saturday.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. We appreciate everybody's support, and let's go Eagles.
The Jay Long Show is presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Whether you're looking to replace one broken window, upgrade your entire home or business with a beautiful new look, or replace a cracked vehicle windshield, you'll find your perfect glass solution at Shadron Glass and Windows. Save money this winter on energy costs and upgrade to more energy-efficient windows and doors. Stop in and see Judd at 139 Main Street or give Shadron Glass and Windows a call at 432-3268. That's 432-3268. Tune in every Tuesday night during the season for the Jay Long Show, presented by Shadron Glass and Windows. Listen on demand by downloading archived shows on the CSC Sports page at panhandlepost.com.